Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate riff on what we celebrate throughout the year. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Yeah, you do that. Today we celebrate Good Samaritan, Juul, Canine Veterans, Registered Dietitian Nutritionist, Open an Umbrella Indoors, Coconut Tort, and Earmuff Day. The Samaritans were an ethno-religious group originating from the Israelites of the ancient Near East and were known for their good deeds.
There must have been like a bad Samaritan at some point, right?
Hey, ma'am. Yeah, I realize you're like 90 and blind in one eye with an armful of groceries at a very busy intersection, but you smell like your shit took a shit. So, there's no chance in hell I'm gonna help you cross the street. Gotta go!
Youngin! Watch out for that truck!
Everything's fine, I'm fine.
Ew! Oh my.
I've got good insurance! Not really.
And then, of course, we have Juul or Jeweler Day.
Oh, okay, so we're celebrating the people at the mall that convince you to spend a couple months' salary on a ring for your girlfriend. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of commitment, I can tell you that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and then she leaves you for a smoking hot Chippendale dancer with a six-pack abs.
Well, at least you got your dignity, right? Yeah.
And $800 monthly payment. Who cares, right?
Let's talk about Canine Veterans. Those loyal, dedicated pups who serve our country just like their human counterparts.
If only dogs could talk.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Okay, dude, first of all, I'm 8, which makes me like 56 in your years. So stop talking to me like I'm a drooling toddler. And second, if you think I'm gonna run into that bombed out building all for some shitty kibble and a belly rub, you're fucking high. A belly rub would be nice, but you're fucking high. I'm not doing it. I can tell you that.
My bad.
Now, be a good master and hook me up with that smoking hot pit bull in Bravo Company. I hear she likes it doggy style.
I heard she likes it rough.
Generic red pepper flakes are on every pizza table in the country, and they all suck. They're stale, no heat, no flavor. Flatiron Pepper Company has fixed that with pepper blends that combine incredible flavor and some serious heat. No additives, just the damn peppers. There's Four Pepper Blend, Hatch Valley Green, and my favorite, Dark and Smoky, with chipotle, ancho, and habanero. Such fantastic, rich, deep flavor with just the right amount of heat. Head on over to flatironpepper.com and use the promo code RIFF10 and get 10% off your first order. That's flatironpepper.com, promo code RIFF10 for 10% off your first order. You'll never go back to generic red pepper flakes. Moving on to Registered Dietitian Nutritionist. Say that 5 times fast, huh?
No.
And for the final question on your dietitian sensitivity exam, what do you say to a client who is noticeably overweight?
You're like really fat. You probably shouldn't eat so much.
Close enough. You're registered. Congratulations.
How about Open an Umbrella Indoors Day, which allegedly helps us pray for good weather? You know, kind of like planning your entire spring vacation on whether or not a fat, lazy rodent from Pennsylvania sees his shadow.
If only groundhogs could talk.
On this momentous Groundhog Day, please welcome our very own Huxitani Phil. Howdy, Phil. Come on out of the ground and start yourself. The world awaits.
Phil? Phil?
Dude, first of all, I'm a badger, not a groundhog. Second, any meteorologist will tell you it doesn't matter if I see my goddamn shadow. The weather patterns are all fucked up thanks to global warming.
Can't argue with that. As a token of our appreciation for years of service, how about we hook you up with that smoking hot beaver over there at the dam, huh? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm gay, so...
Oh, who knew? Well, how about a gerbil then?
Wow, really?
No?
hamster?
Let's move this thing on. What's next on the agenda, Sean?
Coconut torts. Yeah. I've never been a fan of coconut anything, really. I guess I do like pina coladas. Getting caught in the rain, making love at midnight, and the taste of shit.
Okay, boomer.
Pain. And finally, Earmuff Day. Invented in 1873 by Chester Greenwood, a 15-year-old boy from Maine with overly large ears who loved ice skating.
Whee! I love ice skating. But gosh, if my giant ears aren't cold. Whew. Dearest grandmother, I believe I have a brilliant idea. How about you sew two round tufts of fur between loops of wire, and I can place them over each ear.
Oh, or Dumbo, you could put on this toasty warm beanie cap I knitted you, and the rest of your head would stay comfy too.
Well, there's that.
You stupid idiot.
We hope you've enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer. Until next time.
Quit blowing my head, Adam Dog. I'd probably be a better dog than human. I wouldn't have to pay bills. And everybody would love me. It'd be great.
Who's a good boy?
Ice Cream Films and Media.